Here in the house of the Lord. I'll just mention a few things before we get into the flow of things. Is that if you would like to help out at the Hampton Road Lodge, please make sure that you see Debbie at the back. It's something that we do as an outreach through Port Care, where there's a feeding of the people at the Hampton Road Lodge. And so if you'd like to be a part of that, and I greatly encourage you to be a part of that, please go and see them afterwards. Can you please raise your hands? Everybody can see the beautiful lady at the back there. She's the one that is responsible for the outreach at the Hampton Road Lodge, where we feed people every Tuesday. It starts at 6 o'clock. Sorry, it starts at 5 o'clock. And so you can go there, serve some food, get to know people, and of course, if possible, you'd be allowed to pray, but to pray for people. But it's important that you see her so that we can give you some guidelines on some do's and don'ts. You know, wherever, yeah. So some, please, I just want to mention that. The second thing is the prayer on next week, Sunday. Every month, the first Sunday of every month, we have a prayer meeting. You're already coming to church, but you just have to come earlier and then join us at 8:15, and we pray for about 30 minutes and really praying for our church, our community. And again, on the 22nd of March, the prayer meeting that goes from 8 to 10. It's another one that I'd encourage you to come. Come for however long, as Claire said, you can. If you can come for 30 minutes, just come. It's always a wonderful time where, we get to seek the face of the Lord and to want Him to intervene in the lives of our church and in the lives of the people in our church. And then lastly, we've got the men's breakfast coming up on the 16th of March. Please, if you're a man and you can kick a ball, even if you can't, just come along for the coffee and the fellowship. It will just be a wonderful time of gathering together. Now, we've come to the part of our service. Last week, we started our story, our future. And our story, our future is an extension of our tithes and of bringing our tithes. This is an offering that we give towards the maintenance of the building that we've been blessed with. And so this is over and above our normal tithes and offering. And it's always a special time of the year where we can sow into what God is doing. Last week, Pastor Onami said that there is a correlation between building yourself up, that you need to build yourself up in your faith, as well as building up the house of God, which is the church. We understand that the people are the church. You and I, as individuals, are the church. But I tell you what, a privilege and honor it is to have a building where we can gather. So we have a building where we can gather. And so before I continue, I got my sister Francis there, that, you know, this is the lady we were praying for last week. My sister over there who lost her partner, Mr. Fred. And so, Francis, I just want to pray for you. Lord, I just thank you for Francis, Lord God, and all that you're doing in her life, Father. And just this time, Father, where she's had to say goodbye to Fred. And Lord, I just pray that your peace that surpasses all understanding will just come and envelope her and be with her. And Lord, that she would experience the comfort of your Holy Spirit through this time. I pray for her family, Lord God, their children as they all go back, and the extended family, Lord God, as they go back to Queensland, and some are here in Perth. Lord God, we just pray just your comfort be upon this family during this very difficult time for them. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. So, we understand that we are the church as individuals, but it's nice to have a place where we can gather together and to praise the name of the Lord and to see God come in and to do things in people's lives. So we're not a social club. We are a transformation, a place of transformation, where when people come here, they get to experience the power of God. They get to experience forgiveness in their lives. And as a result of that, their lives are transformed. And so where there was despair in their lives, all of a sudden there is hope. This is the power of the church. And this is why it's always important to have a building so that as people come in, they'll be able to experience the goodness of God in their lives. You know, Isaac Newton said, If I have seen further, it is by standing on the shoulders of giants. This metaphor means using the understanding gained by major thinkers who have gone before in order to make intellectual progress. Now, of course, in here, they were talking about scientific progress that they were making. All of us are standing in this place because of the worship and the sowing of people who are either still in this church today or who were once in this church but have now left. So today is an important day because what you're doing is that you are bringing your worship, you're bringing your offering to the Lord and saying, Lord, I am partnering with what you're doing in building up your people and in building up the house of God so that as people come here, they experience the goodness and just the freedom that you can get when you are a follower of Jesus Christ. C3 Fremantle and C3 Kwinana is the fifth church we have been a part of since coming to Australia. In 1999, I went to Clear Vision Church in South Australia, in Adelaide. And then I moved to Unami, then moved from Adelaide to Wollongong. I followed her there. I was on the hunt. So, yeah. Yes, talking. And so I followed her to Wollongong. And we went to Lighthouse Church in Wollongong. And then we left Wollongong and we went to Alice Springs in Central Australia, in the Northern Territory. And we went to Alice Springs Christian Community Center. That was church number 3. Then from there we moved to C3 Port Hedland in 2011. And we left there in 2019. And then this is the fifth church we have been a part of. And in all these churches, we have participated in building the church or the house of God through either serving in some capacity and also giving into the building programs that those churches had. In South Australia, I was a youth leader. I'll be the first to say I don't think I was necessarily a good one, but guess what? I still served in that capacity. In Wollongong, I was a bus driver. You know, and so there was a lot of freedom that came from that because, you know, you always want to do the get up on stage. But I served driving the bus and bringing people to church and taking them home. In Alice Springs, served as a youth leader there. Yeah, I can't say how good I was, you know. Ooh. And then in Port Hedland, so wherever we've gone, there's been a conscious decision to say, we are going to serve in the house of God. It doesn't matter how long we are there for, but it is a conscious decision to say, because of what he has done for me, all I can do is to say I am available. I went to Planet Shakers probably in 2000, and they used to sing a song there. If you can use anything, Lord, you can use me. Take my hands, take my heart, Lord, and speak through me. If you can use anything, you can use me. And there's just this thing about making a conscious decision, yes, to give, and that's important, but to actually say, I am going to serve. I am going to be able to do something in the house of God. We have left all those churches. But guess what we did? There was an investment in there that was made for what God was doing in that place. And so we need to understand that we are sojourners. Last week, Pastor Nami said that we are in transit. And by definition, sojourners are those people who travel to achieve a particular goal or objective with the expectation that they will return to their country of origin after their purpose of travel has been achieved. Now, for some of you, perhaps, who were born many years ago, you would remember the song by Jim Reeves. And he says, this world is not my home. I am just a passing through. Amen to that? Jim Reeves? Oh, goodness. People don't know Jim Reeves? Yes, there's a few. They're a bit shy to explain how old they are. But as 1 Chronicles 29:15 says, we are here for only a moment, visitors and strangers in the land, as our ancestors were before us. Our days on earth are like a passing shadow, gone so soon without a trace. Jesus said in John 14, verse 12, I go to prepare a place for you. Therefore, whilst we are here, our goal as sojourners, as people that are in transit, is to build ourselves up in our faith, is to build your family up, your children up in their faith, and importantly, to build the kingdom of God. And so I ask this morning that you ask yourself, what area in the house of God can I serve to build up his kingdom? Could it be youth, a kids zone, music, AV and media? Could you join the welcome team? Is there anything that you can do? 2 Corinthians 15, verse 17 to 21 says, this means that anyone who belongs to Christ has become a new person. The old life is gone and a new life has begun. And all of this is a gift from God who brought us back to himself through Christ. And God has given us this task of reconciling people to him. For God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, no longer counting people's sins against them. And he gave us this wonderful message of reconciliation. So we are Christ's ambassadors. God is making his appeal through us. We speak for Christ when we plead, come back to God. For God made Christ, who never sinned, to be the offering for our sin, so that we could be made right with God through Christ. Because of what he has done, when he reconciled himself to us, he has then given us this ministry, as it says, of reconciliation, where we have been tasked and given a responsibility, for bringing other people to the Lord. I think that's a good thing. That you and I, God is saying, I am partnering with you so that you can build up the kingdom of God. If you believe that, say amen. Last week, Pastor Nami said, we are a house of hope. In 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3 to 5, it says, celebrate with praises the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has shown us his extravagant mercy, for his fountain of mercy has given us a new life. We are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. We are reborn into a perfect inheritance that can never perish, never be defiled, and never diminish. It is promised and preserved forever in the heavenly realm for you. Through our faith, the mighty power of God constantly guards us until our full salvation is ready to be revealed in the last time. Because of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, believers have been begotten again to a living hope. Because he died and he rose, we have a living hope on the inside of us. This living hope is grounded on the living word of God, made possible by the living Son of God who arose from the dead. A living hope is one that has life in it and therefore can give life to us. And because it has life, this hope that is on the inside of us grows and becomes greater and more beautiful as time goes on. We are a house of hope as individuals and collectively as a church. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 4 to 10 says, so keep coming to him who is the living stone, though he was rejected and discarded by men, but chosen by God and is priceless in God's sight. Come and be his living stones who are continually being assembled into a sanctuary for God. For now you serve as holy priests, offering up spiritual sacrifices that he readily accepts through Jesus Christ. For it says in Scripture, look, I lay a cornerstone in Zion, a chosen and priceless stone, and whoever believes in him will certainly not be disappointed. As believers, you know his great worth. Indeed, his preciousness is imparted to you. But for those who do not believe, the stone that the builders rejected and discarded has now become the cornerstone, and a stone that makes them stumble and a rock to trip over. They keep stumbling over the message because they refuse to believe it. And this they were destined to do. But you are God's chosen treasure, which is us. Priests who are kings, a spiritual nation, set apart as God's devoted ones. He called you out of darkness to experience his marvelous light. And now he claims you as his very own. He did this so that you would broadcast his glorious wonders throughout the world. For at one time you were not God's people, but now you are. At one time you nothing of God's mercies because you hadn't received it yet, but now you are drenched with it. Our churches, C3 Kwinana and C3 Fremantle, are houses of hope where individuals, which is you and I, are empowered by a living hope. We are sent out as God's ambassadors into the world to reconcile people to him, where we are saying, come back to God. This building, both here and in Kwinana, these are spaces where there is refuge that is offered, hope, experience of forgiveness, freedom from captivity, restoration, and a place of transformation to all who seek them. Amen. And I just want to just bring an update. You know, last year, as we're the story of future, last year we spoke about, at the beginning of the year, we said that a calendar year 2023. We said that our hope is that we would have 180 visitors visit our church. And we were hoping that by the end of the year, there would be at least 30% of those people that will be added to our church. That was the target that we set, and we prayed, and we kept going, Lord, come on. And so before I get into that, I just want to give an update on the giving that came through last year. And so if we can go to the next slide. Thank you, Mr. David. So last year, we had our story, our future offering. We had a budget of 50,000. And up until the end of January, so from 1st of April 23 to the 31st of January 24, we brought in, the offering that came in was 59,165. And so we are so grateful to the generosity of everybody in this church that has contributed over and above what we were initially expecting. This is how the money was spent, some of them wages. We had some solar panels that we have, so the rent of that. We have a loan. Our buildings both are worth nearly $4.5 million. And off that we have a loan that we owe $2.3 million. And what I want to say is that, you know, probably 2 years ago, our interest payments were only nearly 50,000. Since 2023, last year, they have gone up by more than 200%. So we've got our interest expense now of nearly $150,000. And so what we decided to do is that every time in our story of future, there's a contribution that we're paying to reduce the principal of the loan that we have. And so we contributed 17,000 of that. Repairs to the roof. And so no leaks. I think it's rained and there's been no leaks. We put some money towards that. The replacing of the air conditioners. We hadn't budgeted for that, but that cost us nearly $15,000 because we need to have the air conditioners. More importantly, especially in the childcare, that the air conditioners are working. And then, of course, we had a maintenance provision, which still has not been utilized, which means that our total payments up until the end of January were 47,000, giving us a net balance of 12,000. And the balance in the Australia Future Bank account is $35,000. And so that's a great thing. And perhaps as we move forward, we will then utilize some of that to draw down on that, put us in an offset account to reduce our interest payments. So that's just a summation of how we went last our story of future 2023. Now, we had a target of 180 visitors. And by the time we got to the end, that was from January 1 to 31 December 2023, we had 221 visitors that visited both Kwinana and Fremantle, which was more than 41%. Now, the reason I bring this is to show you that God is doing something in the midst of us. We had obviously a lot of people that were coming through were just transient visiting. Perhaps they were on holiday and they were just passing through. And so we had 86 people that completed our new visitors cards. Of those 86 that completed the cards, and they came to multiple services, not just the one time and go, but they came to multiple services. 25 of them are integrated in both Fremantle and in Kwinana, which is, I think it's a wonderful thing. And the Lord deserves a big round of applause. Now, that tells us that at least, 31%. Now, look, you can understand the graphs. We're an accountant, so these things just look clearer to us. But it's also because it is about setting our hope anew to say, we want this place to be a place where people come to, they come to visit, but also the place where people stay. Because we understand that their lives will be transformed. They will be equipped. They will be strengthened. So that when they leave this place, they will go out as ambassadors of the Lord into the ministry and to the places that God has given them to go and make a difference. During that time, during last calendar year, we had 22 salvations, 22 opportunities for people to come to the Lord and perhaps rededicate their lives, but it's 22 salvations. And we had 11 people that were baptized last year. We want this to be a place that is thriving, a place where families can come, where families' relationships are restored, where people can come in and begin their discipleship journey with the Lord, so that it is not just a one-time decision, but it is a journey that they'll begin to walk with the Lord, where they would then move and progress to what? To be baptized, which just means that they're growing deeper in their relationship with the Lord. Amen. And so for the year 2024, our story, our future, this, I guess, is, we're looking for a, this is the budget it's obviously explained right there. Our target, I guess, for 2024 is 69,000. I understand that's a lot, but by faith, we'll be able to achieve this. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, this is about us saying, Lord, you are our desire. Your glory is our desire. We are very sure that all we want to see is people's lives transformed into the image of Jesus Christ. When it's all said and done, yes, there's the fluff here of the numbers, but it's about the impact. It's about us saying, we want to see your families transformed, that we've got people who have partners that don't belong to the Lord, that are not followers of Jesus Christ. We want to see, and we're believing in 2024, that people in your families that are not saved will be saved in 2024. We're believing that your children, that they would be a love for the house of God. Not something that kids just come to and say, we're just going to church or boring, But it's just a place where they say there's just this love for the house of God. And that there would be a transformation that happens in people's lives, in your life, as you begin to grow deeper with your relationship. But as other people come to experience this. Because Jesus spoke about us that are his flock. But he spoke most importantly about those that are not, that he's looking to bring in. That is why we have the prayer sessions, because we're seeking the face of God to say, Lord, we want to see your kingdom come. We want to see your kingdom built. And so we are willing to come and to stand before you and to seek your face so that your kingdom will come on earth. Amen. You see, Hebrews, 1 Peter that we just read out, we are described as God's chosen treasure, priests who are kings. We are a spiritual nation set apart for God's purposes. The transformation that believers experience is based on this scripture can be explained as followed. We are called out of darkness, symbolizing, we are called, believers, we are called out of darkness, symbolizing a life without God or purpose, to experience the marvelous light of God's truth and presence. This represents a transformation from spiritual blindness to spiritual sight and understanding. We are God's own possession. God claims us as his very own. It reflects a transformation, a shift from being lost and disconnected to being found and belonging to God. We are broadcasters of God's wonder. It involves a shift from self-focus to a mission-driven life dedicated to sharing God's love, mercy, and truth with others. And we are drenched with God's mercy, an overwhelming experience of his forgiveness, grace, and compassion. It involves a profound change from a life devoid of God's mercy to being fully immersed in his unmerited favor and love. You know that when you love something really good, you don't have a problem telling everybody about it. If you go to a restaurant and you had a wonderful experience, you would tell somebody about that restaurant. That, wow, you want to go to such and such restaurant? Go there. It's wonderful. The food is good. The service is fantastic. If you've got a beautiful wife, you'll have to show her off. And even if you've got an ugly baby, you love to show off your baby, you know. Because to a mother, their baby is not ugly, and they love to show them off. The transformation that we will experience shapes us as believers into a devoted and empowered community that reflects God's love and spreads his wonders to the world. We can't help to tell other people about what God has done in our lives. And I'll just get the team to come back up. And as we do it, it just comes to the time of our offering. On your, like last week, you would have received these, our story, our future, faith promise cards. Please use your name. So how to give your 12-month faith promise is please use your name and our story of future on the transaction reference so we know where to direct the funds if you're going to be doing a direct deposit or a transfer. So I'll just give us some time as the team begins to sing. Can someone call Mr. Arush, please? This is an important time because this is a... I don't take this lightly. This is your worship to the Lord. And saying, Lord, I'm going to stretch myself this year. And I am going to give into what you're doing in C3 Fremantle and, of course, in C3 Kwinana. And one of the things that I'm certainly praying for our church is that there would be, your family would experience salvation. People in your family that don't know the Lord would experience the salvation of the Lord. And so, however you decide to give, if you want to give weekly, fortnightly, you can put the amounts down. If you want to do a one-off, by all means, you know, do that. And I think the reason why we want these cards filled out so that we can know beforehand how much we can expect to come in. And I'm believing that as you step out in faith to give, that God is going to provide for you. That as you step out, this is an invitation to sow. Because this is a practical way to build up the house of God and to continue the mission of being a house of hope for those who have yet to know Jesus Christ. You know, it's not the amount of the contribution that matters, but the heart behind it. I would like us this year to step out in faith and deepen our trust in the Lord by participating. Even it involves a bit of sacrifice, and it's like, ooh, that's a bit much, Lord. You want me to give X, Y, Z? It's stretching your comfort zone. And I believe that you will experience the favor of God over your life as you step out and trust Him. And as you do that, also consider what other areas of the church can you serve in? Can you do something? We cannot. Maybe please stand this morning. So we're going to go and sing through the song Forever and Amen. And as we sing through the song, I'm just going to pray for the offering. And this is a blank one. My wife has filled ours out. Do you mind bringing so that I look like I'm participating? I am participating. And just as we sing the song, and we do this every year, and it's important that we do this, we just come and we put our offering in the basket. And as you take the steps, that's your step of faith to say, Lord, whatever the amount is, I'm believing that you will provide for me. So, Father, I thank you this morning, Lord, that as we come, Lord God, to the time of offering, I just pray, Lord God, that as your people stretch out, Father, as they give their pledge of what it is they're believing that you have asked them to give, Lord, I pray that you would bless them as they deepen their faith and their trust in you. But Lord, I also pray that, Father, you are a just God, and that you care and are interested in the intricate details of our lives. And I pray, Lord God, that we would experience your provision like never before in 2024. That, Lord, as we come and as we give, Lord God, we would give freely. And Lord, but we would experience the goodness of God in our lives. Lord, I just pray, Lord God, for your church, Lord God, this morning. I pray for church families that their families would come to know the Lord. And just as you've said that, I will pour out water to quench your thirst and to irrigate your parched fields. I will pour out my spirit on your descendants and my blessings on your children. They will thrive like watered grass, like willows on a riverbank. Some will proudly claim, I belong to the Lord. Others will say, I am a descendant of Jacob. Some will write the Lord's name on their hands and will take the name of Israel as their own. And I just pray, Father, that throughout our families this year there would be salvations. Partners that don't know the Lord would come into relationship with Jesus Christ. And so bless your people this morning as they give. In your mighty name we pray, amen. Let's sing and then let's give. Amen. Thank you.